You guys ready?
Yeah, we're good. It's recording?
Yes.
Okay, we're ready when you are.
Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close. Keep your cards close.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you again for meeting me for your second interview, Ace of Hearts. You're aware that this is being recorded and you released the information?
What?
It's the thing she had us do last time, Hearts. I understand and we release it.
Oh, right. I also understand and release the information.
Thank you. So the two of you have had a pretty busy 2 months, going from being allies with Black Hat to enemies, teaming up with what most viewed as your mortal counterpart, the Baron, to take him down. And in general, the number of jobs you've taken on is a sharp increase from last year. How do you two feel?
Great, honestly.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Really?
Well, all in all, everything has gone down exactly as planned.
Do you mean to say that you somehow orchestrated two of the city's most high-profile supers taking each other down, outing each other's identities, while leaving the both of you unscathed?
Well, I think that gives us a little too much credit. But I think we both had a pretty good idea of how it would fall out and knew where we wanted to be when it did.
Yeah, I mean, we took out someone who used to be an ally but then turned into a loose end while knocking out one of our biggest hero nuisances.
But Black Hat did get away.
It's only a matter of time before Rosen slips up and the police catch him. He's compromised, and in our line of work, that's as good as defeated.
It's pretty well known that the two of you teamed up with the Baron in your efforts to take him down. Most people found it a very unexpected move. Do you have any comment on the matter?
Saying that we teamed up with the Baron is a little strong, I think. Especially considering how that ended up for her.
Yeah, I mean, it was the best way to make it clear to others that we... Well, let's just say we don't like to be messed with.
Do you think that message might be a little off-putting for other supervillain groups you might want to team with?
We're not really looking to do any more team-ups right now.
Yeah, that didn't turn out so well for us the first time, and we've learned from our mistakes. We're doing fine on our own.
Not even to ease the load of a bigger job?
We'll get by.
You two are dabbling in isolationism, it seems.
Valentine, come on. We orchestrated the downfall of the city's biggest hero and one of their worst villains in one fell swoop. Do you really think we need help?
You two feel pretty confident, it seems. Do you think there's anyone in the city that could outsmart you two?
Definitely not.
I'm sure there's another villain or two that could give us a run for our money.
Well, it's clear that you two are a force to be reckoned with. So, now that the city's short a superhero, is there anyone you could think of to be next in line for that position?
Look, I don't know, but it doesn't matter to us.
You two aren't even concerned with the police anymore?
It took us, on top of their own super, for them to take down a hacker. And we both know that the Baron was, well, a pretty strong super.
I get it. Strong.
Puns weren't funny, Hearts.
Well, I think... This is everything. Thank you so much for the interview.
Yeah, of course.
Seriously, though, did you really plan all that?
We planned a lot of it, yeah. You know Scarlet was dating the Baron, right? So she knew that the Baron and Black Hat had some serious personal grudges. It wasn't hard to guess how the pieces would fall.
Yeah, I'm sorry about not explaining it earlier, but...
We didn't want to tell you just in case it blew up in our faces. And, well, we didn't really want to discuss it over the phone, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you for trusting me.
Thank you for this interview. A lot of the other press messed it up just talking to the police.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
No problem. This should be a breeze to write, so I should have the story out tomorrow.
Cool.
So, I haven't seen you two in a while. How was your holiday?
We spent it with Scarlet's family, mostly.
Yeah, it was good getting to see my siblings again. I see Alfred around, obviously, but I haven't seen the rest of them since summer.
And then after that, we went and visited my grandma. I don't see her very often, but she's the only family member who isn't weird about my parents, so I do what I can.
How was yours?
Pretty good. Well, I mean, it sucked at first because I went home for a few days, so we could do a small Hanukkah thing because we had school during Hanukkah this year. So we just decided to do our family thing late. Then I went to Sherry's for the holiday.
Oh, so that's going well.
Yeah, it is.
How is she doing?
Pretty well. Did you know she's in a band? She plays the drums. And I hadn't had the chance to see any of her shows yet because of the break, but she played with her sister while I was there. They're really good.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know she talks a lot about the job she did with Ace of Hearts and how she'd like to do it again.
Vandalize the same house twice?
Like, I think she actually wants to, like, become a villain. She could be your apprentice or something.
Oh, that's cute.
We're not really looking to work with anyone right now, though. She doesn't even have a power, right?
No, but she does have a lot of anger she can currently only take out on her drum kit.
Yeah, that's relatable. She seems cool, Valentine, but
probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe, though. The four of us could meet for pizza sometime. She seems really cool, and you like her a lot.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, I've got class, though, so I'll see you later?
Yeah, of course.
Log 45. While Scarlett and I were talking about the interview, we are approached with an offer. I still have no idea what the police were thinking. February 20th, 3:12 p.m. Do you want to talk about what we just did to Valentine? Telling her that we planned that entire mess with Black Cat and the Baron?
It was your idea.
I mean, yeah, but I wasn't expecting you to go along with it. It was also different doing it, actually.
Well, it's not a big deal, right? It's just a few lies.
They were making her publish.
And her entire future career is based off reporting the truth.
Yeah.
She'll forgive us, though, right? I mean, we're friends, and this isn't that big a deal.
I don't know who you're trying to convince. I would forgive us, but Valentine and I aren't the same person. Also, I think legally, we just made her commit a crime for us.
What?
So the last time I took a journalism class was like 9th grade, so I might be wrong. But I think there is a law against publishing lies.
Okay, but we told her the lies. When she received the information, that was false, but she's reporting honestly from the stuff that we told her, so
I guess.
So she's fine, right? Yeah.
Probably. Scarlett, I don't know if she'll be fine with us.
Fuck. I hate complex moral decisions.
Scarlett, we make a living off of morally gray decisions.
Yeah, but this is just so weird.
Hello?
Hello, Ace of Hearts.
I'm sorry?
Wait, crap. Did I get it wrong? But I never get it wrong. I've never been wrong. You look confused, though. Are you confused? Am I wrong? I've never been wrong, but I guess there's a first time for everything.
I'm sorry, but who are you?
Oh, it's you. Definitely you. Okay, I'm sorry. I should start from the beginning. Probably, right?
I'd say so.
I'm a friend of the Baron's. I mean, well, I'm the friend of the Baron's. Not that she didn't have any other friends, of course. I mean, why would I be here if she didn't? But that's what she always called me to you. Anyways, so, yeah.
Is that why you felt comfortable enough to out us in a public setting?
No one here is paying attention to us. I mean, I would know.
Wait, so you're the person she was always talking about? How she always knew how to find us?
You have exactly 5 seconds to tell us why you're here.
Let me explain. From the beginning. So, I can find people in my head.
Try that again.
I'm not psychic. Or at least, I don't think I am. Powers are a thing, right? Scarlet, you have one at least. And, Heather, I've seen your hypercognition before, and that's one, right? So I'm probably not psychic. I probably just have a power, and it lets me see people. Not in the past or future, but people in the present, no matter where they are.
So, you could tell us where anyone is right now?
Well, I mean, I have a radius, I think, and it's kind of just happens. I can't really control it, but yeah, basically.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, honey.
Oh, it's not. Nothing like you two. Like, shapeshifting? I wish. My power's kind of a mess compared to you two.
So you said you can't really control this power?
No, not really. I can't even really pick the people that I'm seeing, or when, all the time.
So, how come you keep seeing us?
With alarming regularity.
Well, it's kind of tied to the people I'm close to. And while the Baron and I worked together a lot, we were pretty close, if I do say so myself. And she was always thinking about you. Well, about Scarlet.
This is fine.
And, well, you two are some of the biggest villains in the city. So I was always looking for you. For the police and stuff anyways. My dad's the chief, so...
The police?
Yeah, that's actually why I'm here. I have a message.
We're not interested. Have a good day.
Please, it'll only take a moment. Then you can walk away, I swear. I won't even tell them I found you. Well, I mean, they sent me here and they know I could theoretically find you. But if you say no, I'll pretend this never happened.
Here, Ether, sit. You have until she finishes her coffee, and if you think she thinks fast, you should see her consume caffeine.
Okay. Oh. Okay, now. So, obviously the Baron is gone, and, well, it looks kind of bad. It looks bad that we couldn't protect her, and that we let Black Hat get away, and that she was a really impulsive hero and stuff. But without the support of a super, we're kind of unprepared to deal with all of the supers attacking the city, right? And what I mean to say is, like, you two are in it for the money, right? We have money! You have to know that being a hero pays better, or at least more consistently. The Baron had a full ride to school, and, well, now we don't have a hero. And the city needs heroes.
I'll be honest, it's not what I was expecting.
That's an interesting offer. But we're still gonna have to pass.
What? Why? You two just want money, right? That's what I offered you. What's the problem?
Well, you see, we don't particularly trust the police chief. You know, your dad. The only thing we want more than money is to stay alive and be able to live with ourselves. Your dad puts that at risk. And, oh, would you look at that? My cup is empty, so good day to you. Hey, what do they call you at the precinct?
Well, I'm... The Baron used to call me the Oracle.
Well, Oracle, I'd encourage you to forget about us. Forget this meeting. Forget you know our faces. Like you said, we're some of the best villains in the city, so you don't really want to be on our bad side. Ace of Hearts is written and produced by Sarah Leia and Shelby MC, who voice Scarlet and Ether respectively. The Oracle is voiced by Finnegan Metzler. Valentine is voiced by Carly DM. If you'd like to support our podcast, you can visit us at aceofhearts-official.tumblr.com/listen or ko-fi.com/aceofheartspodcast. Come visit our website at aceofheartsofficial.com, and you can find us at aceofhearts-official on Tumblr or Twitter. Have a good day, and thanks for being an ace listener.